Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing this program, plan, prescription of the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi for his mutaalliqeen, those people that have got ta'alluq with him. So what he had prescribed for them, and we had seen that it was a very, very comprehensive, complete prescription, yet a very simple prescription of the do's and the don'ts, what a person should do in his life, what he shouldn't do in his life. Now that he has made niyat, that I want to change my life, the direction of my life must change. So now in changing this direction, what must he do, what he must not do? And you find these great people, that they simplify difficult things. It's not a small thing. A person asking a prescription for a life-changing prescription, is not a small thing. But the way they reduce it and they simplify it, becomes very easy for us. So he started off, like we know, in a simple way. And the first step of progressing, becoming a wali of Allah, a big wali of Allah, the first step is give up sins. If this much in this Ramadan we can get, this much only, that we just make niyat to Allah, that we're changing our life, we're giving up sins. Anything that displeases you, Allah, we are leaving it out. Now that is already a life-changing decision, life-changing step that a person is taking, that anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves it out. Then the next thing that he brought in was the rights of people. Very careful, especially the financial rights and the physical rights of people, be very, very careful of that. Then bring in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Do not degrade any pious person, any wali of Allah. Be very careful of not degrading any person. Like that we should be careful, and careful of bringing in all the sunnah practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other thing that we should be careful, all mentioned here in the kitab, we did it before, is that a person should try and fill his day in. After Fajr Salah, try and read Surah Yasin. Then he should try and fill his evenings up with Surah Mulk, Surah Waqia. Then what zikrs a person should make? Very simple, simplified zikrs, that he's careful of his tasbihat. After Salat, he reads 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, one tasbih. Now the same thing he does after every Salah, he does it before he sleeps also. So now he got his tasbihat, his zikr is also getting taken care of. So like that, simple things brought in. Now Friday comes, what should a person do? He should bring Surah Kahf in his life. Then we explain that the Nawafil Salah that the person fills in. So all this slowly a person's day is getting full. There are different Nafil Salahs that a person reads in the day. You got the Ishraq Salat, you got the Duha, the Chas Salat, and you got in the evening the Awabin Salat, then at night you got the Tahajjud Salat. So whilst a person is bringing all this, it's like a complete plan, a complete diet the person is bringing in his life. He's leaving out everything that is bad for him, and he's bringing all the nutrition. So this is a diet and a plan. So anyway, he comes now towards the ending of this, and we went through also that the person should try and read some du'as every day. And the prescribed kitab is Hizbul Azam, made very easy, that he's got 7 sections. One section is for every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he's got selected du'as there from Quran and Hadith. It becomes very easy because our knowledge of du'as are very little. If we pick up our hand, we sometimes don't even know what to ask for. So these du'as from Hadith and Quran are beautiful, beautiful du'as. When we read the meaning, we will see how rich the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very rich, very deep. So it made very easy for us. It's in a book form. Now this is the du'as that you should be doing Monday, this du'a you make Tuesday. So the person has a routine that he'll find that very little time he'll have for television, very little time he'll have to use on the phone, very little time he'll have for everything else that is not good. So he leave all those things and now he'll be focusing on this. So now he's coming, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi is coming towards the end of his advices as far as the daily prescriptions are concerned. He says that after carrying out the advice given above continuously, in other words, after a person carries this out, but before this he mentions, one must inform me of his personal progress monthly. He must mention how many of the recommended points he has acted upon. Do not include this booklet in the mail, but rather the relevant numbers should be mentioned respectively. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right there every month, how much progress you've made on each point. How much of sins you have left out. How much of sunnah you have brought into your life. How much of nawafil you have brought. How much of respect you have brought. How much, in other words, every point, just right there, give me a report back, how you are doing. If you do this on a monthly basis, now there is some contact between the sheikh and the person that is taking the path. So now there will be progress. Any benefits of this? One is a person will have to be careful now. I got an instructor, I got a trainer, so I have to report to my trainer, so now he'll make it a point of doing his training. If he doesn't have to report to anybody, he can get relaxed.
You get lazy. So that's one advantage.
The other is, if a person is going off, he's not doing something right, he's missing out something, so now the instructor, the trainer, the sheikh, he can now guide a person. So this is what Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah is saying, that you must inform me monthly of your progress by mail, write to me, so that I can correct you and I can guide you. And then he says, after carrying out the advice given up continuously, and for at least 6 months, one may request additional zikr. The conditions before asking for more zikr, he said, now you may have desire to go and progress even further, but at least 6 months you must first practice on what you've been told, then we'll increase the dosage. And then he says, what is the conditions of increasing the dosage? He says, there must be a desire in the heart, a demand for doing more. You must have the genuine desire that you want to do more after you maintain everything that was mentioned here. One must be mentally fit and also possess the physical strength to endure the increase in zikr. And the third is, one has adequate time for zikr. Here we see that zikr also is a thing that is under supervision. A person just can't make zikr anyhow, anything he feels like, make zikr. And when it's supervised, then it will have the necessary benefit. Because zikr also has got its heat, it's got its cooling effect. When a person is doing it in the wrong proportion, sometimes it can mentally affect and mentally strain a person. And then he gives a nice advice, as the Sheikh mentioned. The truth of the matter is that no matter how beautiful and promising the life of this world looks, it is temporary. But then he's explaining, it doesn't matter how beautiful the life of this world may seem, a person may have everything at his disposal. Remember something, this life is temporary. And then he says, whereas the life of the year after is everlasting, therefore it is necessary that the desire and concern of the year after be greater than the desire for this world. He's saying, after everything, remember that your desire for akhirat must be more than your desire of this world. Your desire to meet Allah must be more than your desire to live longer in this world. And then he says, a great kitab to create this in you, that desire for akhirat and desire not to like, have so much of love for this world, is this kitab Fazail al-Sadaqat. It will be a great aid in this regard. Leisure and spare time should always be devoted to remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as these are the aids and crutches of the year after. They are also means for blessings and peace of mind and heart in this world. He's saying, any leisure, spare time, you've got free time, value that time. Don't let it go. Sometimes a person says, no, I'm just going to relax. I'm just chilling, or I'm just relaxing, I'm just going to go and unwind. Hazrat Shaykh is saying, don't not value, or don't have disregard for those free moments. Value it, they are very, very precious, that free time that Allah Pak has given you. Certain times like the day of Jumu'ah, the 9th of Zil Hijjah, that is the day of Arafat, the 15th of Shaban, the night of both Eids, and the night of Laylat, or night of Qadr, and every odd night from the last 10 days of Ramadan are special. He said, these nights, these last 10 days, the night of Qadr, the night before the two Eids, the 15th of Shaban, the 9th of Zil Hijjah, all these days and the day of Jummah are special days. They are not ordinary days. They are very special days. And they are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so value it. In fact, he says, the whole month of Ramadan is auspicious. This has been concisely dealt with in the book of this humble servant of Fazail-e Ramadan. It is recommended to commence the study of this kitab a few days before Ramadan, and then carefully study it and explain it to others also. Then he explains towards the end that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his infinite kindness and mercy and compassion, grant this worthless and impure soul the privilege to carry out this gracious deed. That's where he finished off the prescriptions of devotion, what a person should do, what he shouldn't do. He finishes off with some advice in the end. But remember that this dunya is very, very temporary, akhirat is forever, and value the special moments that Allah Pak has given us. And now we are going through those special moments, the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Let us value it and make the best of it. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.